Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, babe.
Come on.
Oh, babe.
Come on.
Oh,
it's even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They can never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis loafers, yeah, polo pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
You can't stop me now, you can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now, you can't stop me. You can't stop me now, you can't stop me. You can't stop me, baby. You can't stop me now, you can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now, you can't stop me. You can't stop me now, you can't stop me.
Yo, I'ma call it confidence, cause I ain't cocky. I just know one thing, they can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or swap me, it's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I'm going to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had our GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artists studded out in the building. And we play Day Smash's single, Niggas. You know how Rich Money do. You know, it's no problem with the words because, you know, Rich Money, we have all types of listeners listening in. So tonight as well, before I finish what I'm saying, we have Concept in the building, and some of their material is explicit content. So if the kiddies is around you know, just lay them down. Pretty sure they're going to hear it anyway, but just lay them down when some tracks come on. Now let me continue what I was saying. Last week we had a spectacular show. We had Studded Out in the building, and we had superstar model Platinum Jones, and she filled us in what was going on. To hear last week's episode, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archive. I also want to do one more thing. I want to give a moment of silence to one of our hosts, Scribby, from the legendary group Atlantic Star, who comes on Sundays from 9 to 10. His son passed away, 8 years old, of cancer. You know, he talked about it Sunday, and within that Tuesday, he called me and told me his son passed away, 8 years old, lost a fight with cancer. So I want to just give a moment of silence on that. All right, y'all. Tonight is going down. Hard body karate. That's right, you heard me. Hard body karate. We got the one and only Concepts in the building. And we're going to find out what's their next step in the music industry. And we're going to play their smashing single, New Greats, featuring Rick Ross and Gucci Mane. Also, after Concept, you know, we do our little rotating thing for the up-and-coming artists. You know, you call in, you give your comments and your feedback on their track, or you can just sit back and hear the show. Then for the last part of our segment, we have one of the biggest promoters in hip-hop with Groundbreaker, John Cunningham, who's doing big things in the hip-hop music industry. All right? I'm moving fast along tonight because I want to get this started. I need my people from Concept to come on because they got things they got to do and they got to make their moves as well. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
BX bangers, nigga. 2005. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I be that nigga that had a lot of hard times. When I shine, no doubt I'm getting mine. Ain't no stopping the format, so stand back. I'm not your average nigga, black, believe that. I done smoked the choke, hustled the coke, been left for dead. My lifestyle ain't a joke, breaking niggas with ease, getting G's for keys. Had hoes on their knees saying, give me the dick, please. Y'all niggas better realize this shit's a fact. Shit y'all done, I been there, I done that. I keep my mind open and my Glock hot. Even when I spit, I'm still busting those 16 shots. I'm like an Escalade, my performance is right. Give me a pen and a pad and my shit is tight. I keep a nigga on his job writing every night, because you can't compete with the shit that I recite. I spit bars like I spit grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. The shit I speak now, it got the feds on me. The government don't like me, but my fans love me. Call me Cappuccino Shot slash Big Shot, cause I'm the one that brought out this lyrical high. Niggas wanna test me, give it a rest, B, because the shit I'm hearing, y'all just don't impress me. The city's FedEx, overnight trash express. You the type of nigga looking for a treasure chest. Don't wanna get a job, hoping that you be a star. My suggestion, a 9 to 5 will get you far. You was a clown nigga, looking to get down nigga. Wanna be a round nigga, now you got a frown nigga. I spit bars like a semi-automatic, and when I get blunted, that niggas don't want it. My intellect is high tech, so watch the step. Keep in mind, I'm the last nigga to disrespect. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I'm the king of New York, a black Scarface. Hitting niggas with shit
to have their mind erased. Have a nigga get a fix, yelling like a bitch. Get them mad, make you wish you never started this. This is serious, inquiring minds wanna know. I got 9 times 9, 81 flows. My girl's a 2 times 5, that's how I roll. I got 2 times 8 shells for when I blow. Cock the Glock, watch it drop, make his heart stop. An extra one in the chain, but just to keep it hot. What nigga you know who can spit like this? Kick shit like this, flip shit like this, huh? I told you, son, I'm like a mink in the summer. Hot to death, have a nigga take his last breath. Holding his chest, now I bet he wish he would've stepped. Who's the best? Now like Usher, he wanna confess. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I spit bars like I spit grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I split bars like I spit grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real. I spit bars like I split grills. I leave a nigga in daze from the lyrics I spill for real.
Shit ain't a game no more. Royal Flesh. Ah, cool. BX Banger, nigga. It's real right now.
What's going on? I need y'all to speak a little louder. Y'all kind of low.
Yeah, we here. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. All right, all right. Conscious, I see y'all doing big things.
Yes, sir.
I had to change the time and all that. Y'all doing so much big things. I got to get these fellas on. Find out exactly what's going on with them. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, now we speak grimy, man.
So we have Shaquille and Short Fuse in the building. Let's start with y'all name. Let everybody know how y'all came up with y'all name concept.
Well, Shaquille is my actual real name. My actual rap name is Hieroglyphic. And I came up with that name, surprisingly, through a video game, actually.
Oh,
yeah, and, Short Fuse?
I'm by myself, man. I'm actually on the road and shit, driving. My name, man, I just came up with it, man. There was no real meaning behind it. I was just walking one day, me and my people, I was just like, yo, I'm about to do this rap stuff, and basically just came up with the name, Short Fuse, Fuse for short, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did y'all wind up getting together to collaborate and come up with your name concept? Who came up with that name concept?
Well, it's just Short Fuse right here. I was doing my own music thing back in the day with my own peoples, you know what I'm saying? We were called the Council at the time. And basically, I came over, seen my brother. He was vibing out, or whatever the case may be. He played some music for me. I had no idea the dude was rapping like that. And then basically, I was really impressed by it that I was just like, yo, we should do something. And then once we started doing something, I like telling stories. He liked telling stories. And basically, he just came up with the name Concepts, you know what I'm saying? And then from that point forward, everything we do at this point is a concept. We do little singles here and there where basically, it's just a single, but for the main part, though, it's like majority of our songs are concepts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I definitely feel y'all on that one. Now, Shaquille.
Hieroglyphics.
You be getting Hieroglyphics. All right, so I'm going to call you Hieroglyphics. All right,
yes, sir.
You begin writing music at the age of 13, of years of experience from your older brother. Tell us about that.
Like he said before, he was in a group before, so I used to always, watch him, you know what I mean? Like, he used to actually sometimes, like, you know, help him count his bars, critique his music and stuff like that. So I used to watch him, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and just, I just got, like, inspired. He actually even told me a few times, like, oh, you should write. And I used to be like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to, you know what I mean? But while he was doing his stuff with his people, you know what I mean? Like, I just took it upon myself to actually, you know, just start writing. I bought this notebook. I wrote into it every single day, you know what I mean? Until I felt comfortable enough to actually record my own stuff. And then, you know, that one day when he heard it, he was like, wow, pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, he even said that, you know, that I was better than him when he was my age. And I was like, I don't think so. You know what I mean? So then, you know, then we just started writing music together. You know what I mean?
Okay, now I know y'all got together in 2011 and y'all did a single called Roll It Up.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
It was on YouTube. All right. What's going to be the difference between what y'all did back then compared to what y'all doing now?
I mean, back then we was very uncertain on what we were doing at that time. We was just giving it a go. We was just always like, let's do a song. And it just so happens that was the first song we wrote together. And, you know, we put it on a CD called Euphoria. And we didn't really know the outcome. We didn't know how the people were going to take on our music, our type of music and you know, our own little genre we created called conceptual rap, you know what I mean? And it was just a gamble for us, you know what I mean? So when we released it, we was just like, okay, let's see what happens. And then when people started liking it and downloading, and we was like, all right, we on the right path right here. So let's, you know, now let's take it up to another level and show them what we can really do. So that was just the beginning, you know what I mean? Euphoria, Rolling Up was the beginning, and let's give them something we can really do now, and, you know, and we took it from there. So now it's just, everything we do now is above and beyond Rolling Up. I mean, Rolling Up is a thing of the past. That's just obsolete right there. I mean, it's a good track, but the stuff that we got in the works right now is crazy.
Okay. Now, Short Fuse, you started writing at the age of 17. You also play multiple instruments, like the piano, the violin, the drums. You multitask and everything and all that. So let me ask you, With your collaboration mixtape that you did entitled in 2004, Costa Nostra, with the official mall?
Yeah.
All right, you got publicity for that. Now, okay, like you said, that was the past, 2011. We're going to 2004 now. What's the difference between your mixtape that you did, Costa Nostra, compared to what Concept is doing now?
Well, with Costa Nostra, I was dealing with a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. You know what I mean? I can honestly say the type of music I was doing then wasn't really the music that I was really comfortable with doing. You know what I mean? I mean, the best way I can describe that is like I've always had my own style, had a certain way of doing things, and it just so happened that the type of music I like doing, my brother liked doing, Hieroglyphics liked doing, so it just worked out perfectly, you know what I mean, to find that perfect partner to do the type of music you like doing, you know what I'm saying, which I find is very rare nowadays, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, he likes thinking outside the box, doing a lot of stories, doing a lot of different things, just, you know, so with Costa Nostra, it wasn't a lot of that, you know what I mean, it was, like I said, it was different personalities, different lot of things, but most of it was still the same, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what's the first thing? This question is for both of y'all. What's the first thing that comes to your mind before you go on the stage?
Yo, this is Short Fuse. I mean, I've been on the stage a lot more than my brother, you know what I'm saying? But, every time I get on the stage, I'm nervous as shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even gonna lie. I be watching all the other performances, like whether it's showcases or whatever, and I'm like pacing, thinking to myself, like, oh shit, what am I gonna do? Blah blah blah. You know, I get extremely nervous. You know what I mean? But then when I get on that stage, like, I just get into this zone, and I just forget everything. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't matter anymore. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, I know it's just people see me for the first time thinking like, yo, who is this cat? But like, you know, it's like they're not even there and I just do my own thing. You know what I mean? I'm in my own little zone and And then when it's over, it's always a you know, the end result is always good. So, you know, it winds up turning out good. But it's still the same feeling, man. I don't know why. No matter how many times I do it, but it's always still the same feeling every time. Always nervous. Mm-hmm.
So you don't go on the dark stage and close your eyes or nothing like that. You know, that's what a lot of artists do. They go on the dark stage, they close their eyes, so they don't got to look into the audience.
Nah. I mean, I've worn scenes maybe once on the show, but I didn't close my eyes. You know what I mean? I think it's my own zone. I actually like to see who's vibing to it. You know what I mean? So I can interact with them. You know what I mean? While I'm on stage, you know.
I feel you. Hyphoglyphic.
Personally, I'm actually the opposite. I don't get nervous before getting on stage. I'm nervous when I get off stage because I want to hear what people have to say. You know what I mean? It's like, oh. Do they like the performance or not? Like, do they think it was dope or not? You know what I mean? Same thing. I don't wear the shades either. I like to interact with the crowd, make sure, you know, they're paying attention to me. You know what I mean? They don't lose focus. You know what I mean? But, yeah, nervous before the show? Nah. But afterwards, definitely. Like, as soon as I get off the stage, I'm like, uh-oh. What are they going to say? You know what I mean? Like, yo, you guys killed it. Or they're like, oh, it was whack. Like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? But either way, you know, we like to have fun on stage. You know what I mean? Portray ourselves as, you know, the conceptual artists that we say we are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, I want to play one of y'all singles. We ain't gonna play New Greats yet. You know, I want to keep people impatient about that. Y'all did that with Rick Ross and Gucci Mane. How did y'all get in touch with Rick Ross and Gucci Mane to actually do that single?
Well, we had this one producer that we've used for a very long time. You know, and we actually reached out to him. You know what I mean? And you know, he said we can make it. He said he can make it happen. So, you know, we had our manager talk to him. You know, their manager, like our manager talked to, you know, their people, you know, negotiate back and forth. And, you know, we just ended up doing the track. You know, due to the busy schedule, we couldn't obviously record it with them, you know, physically. But, you know, once, you know, they sent their verses over, we sent ours. They, you know, everyone liked, you know,
heard. Yeah.
And we just put the music out, you know what I mean? And then it did pretty well.
Yeah, but you know, that's how a lot of artists do it. That's how R. Kelly did it with Somebody. You know, he sent the verse over, and they sent the verse over.
Yeah.
And he edited it. You know, it's still done with the person. You know what I mean? Regardless of the fact, it's still done with the person. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about Up and Away. Who thought, tell us a little bit about that single.
This is Hieroglyphic. Well, my brother found the beat for that song, and when he found it, he automatically told me, he's like, yo, this is a weird beat. This is a weird beat right here. I don't know what we're going to do to this. And then when I first heard it, I was like, wow, this really is different. You know what I mean? So, like, that whole day, like, he was out, and that whole day, I was just like, damn, what the hell are we going to do to this? And at the time, we had another song called Up and Away. So I was like, huh. So I took that name title, gave it something else, and then put it to this one, and I just came up with a little quick catchy hook. And you know, when my brother and our manager, you know, when they came over and they came in the room and they heard it, they were like, oh yeah, this is it right here. This is like the Cali anthem right here, blah, 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 blah. So recorded it that weekend, and then boom, dropped it. You know what I mean?
All right, so you know what, we're going to get into that. We're going to let the listeners hear what's going on with that, all right, before we get into that new great, all right?
All right,
Dons and Divas. Here's some fire by Concept. Up and Away. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace. Love it.
It's fire, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go. Man, we up in the way, up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay, yeah, we up in the way, riding in my Chevy with the sinners like we up in the A, yeah, we up in the way, up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay, yeah, we up in the way, riding in my Chevy with the sinners like we up in the A, man, we up in the way, smoking on that good, riding dirty, I don't give a fuck what they say, all I need is haze. And them gold papers, don't front, use a hater, HR, and you know I'm lifted, bong rips to that, till I'm twisted, inspiration at its best, you can check the wisdom, in that Chevy riding dirty with the ill system,
need another L. Yeah. Cali is known for exotics, and we smoking that hydroponics. That's right, you know we stay with heavy kush, blowing Jackie H while you stay with Reggie Bush. And you know the ladies hollering, eyes don't get red, cause we built up a tolerance. Hot boxing, then we counting Washington. This smoke here, yeah, that's my oxygen. We up in the way, up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay. Yeah, we up in the way. Riding in my Chevy with some spinners like we up in the A, yeah, we up in the way. Up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay, yeah, we up in the way. Riding in my Chevy with some spinners like we up in the A.
Yo, I took a whole week off, went to the bay. Besides writing these songs, I was up in the way. Stone puffing the J with some girls from the A. Got them so damn mine that they want me to stay. I'm like, yep, rolling with the crew. Yep. Said she got friends, so I told her come through. Yep. Bounces on nice, they be here around two. Got plenty of time to kill, so what you trying to do? Ooh, more smoke, looking fine when she roll. No bra, nipples hard like she out in the cold. I suppose she the one I hit. Cute face, body thick, moving, close hand on the side, taking pics. I think she wanna bounce. Friends never came, we done smoked a whole ounce. Maybe some convincing, I can get her to stay. Roll up and never there, we up in the way.
Yeah, we up in the way. Up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay. Yeah, we up in the way. Riding in my Chevy with some spinners like we up in the A. Yeah, we up in the way. Up in the way, blowing strings like we up in the bay. Yeah, we up in the way. Riding in my Chevy with some spinners like we up in the A.
That's definitely fire right there. Now, let me ask you. Let me ask y'all, rather. If y'all could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why? I know y'all probably have your own different artists that y'all would perform with, so both of y'all could actually give me that point of view on that one.
Well, this is how Hieroglyphics right here. Personally, right now, we'd probably want to perform with Drake. I mean, right now he's really popping. Right now he's really popular. He always seems to stay relevant. And plus, we have this one song in mind that would fit him perfectly too. If we ever did get the opportunity to work with him, you know what I mean? We know he'd kill it. So it would definitely have to be Drake for us. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I definitely feel that. Now, when it comes to doing y'all collaboration together, do y'all actually sit down and y'all collaborate and vibe off of one at a time? Or do y'all just do it separately in different spots?
This is Hieroglyphics again. Honestly, we are, like, so comfortable with each other's craft that half the time we aren't even present with each other when we write the songs. I mean, we'll just throw the idea and the main title of the song, exchange the beat, and then we'll just write the verses on our own time. You know, sometimes we'll send little, you know, voice messages to get an idea of, you know, what we're actually talking about, but other than that, we usually just write the verses, you know, separately, and then once we get in the studio, sometimes it's just new to us, like, oh, wow, you killed your verse, like, I didn't even think it was going to be that dope, you know what I mean, like, or vice versa, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, let me ask Short Fuse, son, because Short Fuse, I see you like the laid-back one, you like the laid-back type, but let me ask you something. Recently you did, you know, not recently, but a while you did a collaboration with Alexander Pearl. You was overseas, you know, tell us about that.
Wow, that was a little while ago. Well, that was around the time when I was doing work with Coastal Notion 2004. You know, Alexander Pearl heard the CD, and out of all the artists that was on Coastal Notion, he singularly picked out me. You know, I mean, I don't know why, but, you know, I guess he saw something in me, you know, I guess me trying different things on a project at the time, you know, he felt I was a good pick to do some songs overseas and all that. So, basically, you know, we chopped it up, did a couple joints, and, you know, things actually worked out pretty well, you know what I mean? He was able to put them out there, get them on the radio, you know, I got a little money off of it, you know what I mean? So it was a good thing. I ended up doing a whole lot more songs than I expected, you know what I mean? We started off with one, and then, you know, wound up doing multiple songs, you know what I mean? So, you know, overseas, the market out there, you know, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? They don't really get hip-hop,
exactly.
Hip-hop right away, you know what I mean? So for them to have some exclusive stuff like that, they took full advantage of that, you know, it just benefited me. So I was cool with it.
All right, I'm going to ask both of y'all a question. What's the worst thing and what's the best thing about being in the group?
Oh, man.
Got kind of quiet, didn't it?
I think the best thing about being in a group is knowing that you don't got to write multiple verses for a song. You know what I mean? It's like I write one, he writes one. Sometimes I'll write two or he writes two. But it's like, you know, you're not doing it by yourself. Like, damn, I got to come up with the hook, the verses, the bridge, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's probably the best. The worst, I have to say sometimes, it's rare, but sometimes we have our little differences. Like, I want to do this to the beat. And he's like, no, I'm thinking this. And it's like, well, it's only me and you, so we got to break it down. It's like, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? But usually we settle it, and then we choose a certain topic, and then we just go with it that way.
This is short fuse. I would say the best is, I guess, with our current situation or being a group, like, I don't know, like performing-wise, for example, like, you know, I mean, you know, he can, like, you know, my partner can basically bring out the energy that I can't bring, you know what I'm saying? I can't, if I'm not controlling the whole floor, he can help me control the floor, you know what I'm saying? And then as far as in picking beats and ideas and hooks, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, you know, believe it or not, you know, hieroglyphics like most of the hooks, you know what I'm saying? For our song, you know what I mean? I'm usually coming up with the melodies or you know, two bars here and there, but he majority of the time writes most of the hook. And as far as in the worst, I mean like you said earlier, man, everybody has their differences. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I may like something, he may not like something, but at the end of the day we tend to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I definitely feel you on that one. I wanna get into this single, because my lounge is on fire. I wanna get into this single New Grace from Rick Ross featuring Gucci Mane. Who came up with that title for that song?
This is Hieroglyphics. I came up with the title for the song.
Okay. Explain to the listeners what the song is about, and then I want you to introduce it.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the hook, these dudes are, you know what I mean? These dudes are, you know, talking that, you know, that drug slinging shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Especially Gucci's verse and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know. I felt like, you know, Rick Ross has always portrayed himself as a boss. Gucci's portrayed himself as a boss, you know what I mean? It's like, and we feel like we're new greats. Like, we feel like in the future we're going to be bosses, you know what I mean? Like, we are the future. Like, we're the new greats coming into the industry, you know what I mean?
Mm,
so
okay.
That's just how it came about, you know what I mean? And, without further ado, this is New Greats featuring Rick Ross and Gucci Mane by Concept.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You niggas ass backwards out here, nigga. Your wedding shouldn't cost more than your funeral, nigga.
Maybach music.
Yeah. Brick in my jeans. Two bricks for the ring, three bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog, bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off. Brick in my jeans, two bricks for the ring, three bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog, bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going on.
I got my eyes on this money. My lungs is filled with that kush. Always been beating the system, getting my dough off the books. Pull up to something real nice. The shawty's giving me looks. Don't take my kindness for weakness. Been known to hang with them crooks. Living in my spare time, I'm with the cloud boys. Grown enough, we getting high, boy. I'm talking blue, dreaming that AK. But some bad bitches that go both ways. Now I be right beside them, trying to get up inside them. And all the stations that good and that need to solve my problems. Been a lot of places, flying comfy and cooling. champagne in my hand. You niggas broke, who you fooling? We them new greats, taking over riders with the ill flow. Stacking all this paper, you can tell by how the bills grow.
Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm a dog.
Gucci.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
Squad.
All you hear is when that chopper going off.
Back to the old Gucci, beat it like it stole some. I'm on the stove top, whipping up a whole song. Still got my old gun and honey's from my old line. I'm kicking dope in the morning, then my long guns. Big booty bitch, I buy that bitch. Big body Bentley, I had to get. Right wrist cost me 20 bricks. My left wrist on some stupid shit. Your boyfriend know that groupie shit. Gucci man on some Frank Lucas shit. I made 1 brick, turn to 2 bricks, cause all my remixes bring lunatics. They got bricks, we'll take those shits. How many licks did Joe Click hit? Barbershop bricks, I shade them bricks. All the clean bricks, I say them shits. 10-17, we stamp them bricks. Import bricks and export bricks. Y'all don't know the half of it. We want a whole lot half of it.
Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog. Bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off.
I said it's concept, hieroglyphic, short fuse. We ain't moving weight, doing shows from state to state. Where you wanna go, just name the place. Got some loud, we about to face. Yeah, we cruising. Drop top force 911, all white like I'm up in heaven. These bars I'm about to leaven. If I had crazy guap, you got it, I'll buy 7. Straight flexing, no stressing. Doing this music shit is a blessing. I reckon I go overseas and get a bad bitch that's French, no dressing. That's right, kicking and relaxing. Any other nigga in my way, I'm passing. Metaphors, similes, you dudes are slacking. Now I'm in the acid, middle finger, I'm laughing. Too nice with the lyrics, slow it down. Right, I ain't finished, hanging in the UK with my suitcase, smile Colgate. I ain't talking about the toothpaste, you niggas is loose weights. Let's talk about booth rates, we paying at 25, you coughing up Bruce Gates. Talking with your boys, you know it's some new grace. Always eating other raps, no need to use plates, let's go.
Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog, bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off.
Maybach music.
Fellas, that's bananas right there. That's definitely bananas right there. I ain't even lying. I gotta put that on a mix CDs, cause you know we do mix CDs. Like I said, we have people like the Positive K-On, Grand Poobah, the 4SMDs, Papa Wu, Father the Wu Tang Clan, and all that. And you know we do mix CDs as well, and you know put them out and send them out, you know, to people and everything to try to stay areas and parties and all that. So you know, but you know before I do, you know of course I call and get your permission once again. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all have no problem, we definitely gonna rotate y'all track. But we have a call on the line for y'all. We gonna put them on. Hello, call. All right,
cool. Yes, I am. Good evening. Hello.
She's talking to y'all, fellas.
Yes, Sal. What's up? How's it going? What's going on? How you doing?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you, sweetheart. What's good?
Okay. What age group are you trying to reach with your music? I feel like I'm young again listening to y'all music.
I mean, we try to reach all age groups, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, recently we just released a mixtape called Speakers Loud, and then we got another one called Grown and Sexy for the older folks. We do all kinds of music, you know what I mean? It's endless, the type of music that we have, you know what I mean? We do... It's diverse music for everybody. We don't just stay on one thing. Every day we plan on, I mean, every day, all day, we're thinking about different ways of how to reach out to different crowds.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I definitely found my head nodding. I'm not a big fan of rap. I'm from the old school. I like R&B and, you know, the rap that was the 80s. But I found my head nodding to this music tonight. I'm a new fan, I must say. I don't know if you guys put your information out, you know, yet. Are you on Facebook? Where can we follow you?
Well, we have our website, which is concepts.net. But, yeah, we're also on Facebook, Twitter. Our Facebook is facebook.com/DA Real Concepts. Our Twitter is the same thing, /DA Real Concepts. And, yeah, you can, I mean, all those links are on our main website. But, yeah, you can follow us and check out. We got new music all the time. We drop singles almost every Friday, new mixtapes like every 3 months. So stay tuned.
Okay, I definitely will. You definitely found yourself a new fan tonight. Continue the good work.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the love.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Thanks for calling. Hold on, fellas. We have another caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Yeah, I have to agree with the caller and the host, Rich Money. Yeah, y'all got it going on. You know, that's the first one I heard, but I was like, uh-oh. Do you guys have videos to go with your music?
Yeah, if you go to conceptsmusic.net, you know what I mean? We got everything on there. We got our bios on there, our music, our mixtapes on there, our singles on there, videos on there. We're in the process of shooting a couple videos right now. Got a video we're going to be shooting called Grandpa's Whiskey. Another one called
DC Boys. And then we're actually in the process of shooting a music video for the New Grade. So
the song you just heard, New Grade. You know what I mean? We're going to be in Miami shooting that. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Oh, okay. Have you performed with anybody else? You know, instead of Rick Ross and the Gucci Mane?
Actually, our first CD that we actually put out sold, called the album, we actually did a feature with Lotes from Bad Boy as well. And we also collaborate with other artists, Melodic, the Tenth Wonder, that's Teddy Riley's nephew. And, you know, we have a couple people that we rock with. They've done features and stuff like that. But, yeah, definitely look forward
to Teddy Riley.
Features.
Did you say Teddy Riley?
Yes, Teddy Riley's nephew.
Wow.
Yes, Melodic, the Tenth Wonder, yep.
Yeah, he's a really dope artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, Teddy Riley? I have to say, I guess I'm not no guest. I have to check you guys out because I definitely like what I just heard. You know, but I know you guys are probably young, much younger than I am. It's just, you know, the curse, and I would bleep that out. But some of it is okay, but it's just me with the word to be, you know. But hey, it's still good music.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but we got some other stuff too now.
I'm gonna definitely check out your website because I would definitely love to hear something, especially with Teddy Riley. But
as far as
I'm concerned, the music was definitely good.
I think with Teddy Riley. I think they talk about Teddy Riley's nephew, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, but still, you know, I'm going to check it out. I'll check it out just so, you know, I can find what I'm looking for. But I would definitely tell, because I have probably kids your all age, I'll definitely tell them to check you guys out.
Oh, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I commend you guys and keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, let me ask y'all, fellas, when y'all collaborate, do y'all have a problem with collaborating with others? Is it a point where, all right, y'all got to decide on whether y'all want to collaborate with a person or not?
Well, now, we collaborate, it's just so few. We collaborate all the time. I mean, well, we try to anyway. Like, me personally, you know what I mean? Like, I be rocking with my man, Big Deuce from the Sporty Thieves. I don't know if you remember him. He did the joint, No Pigeons or whatever. He's on one of the CDs that we did called the album. You know, he reached out to the homeboy Los from Bad Boy. You know, my man Melodic, Tech Warner, Riley's nephew's, Teddy Riley's nephew. You know what I mean? We do songs with him. He's on all of our projects. You know what I'm saying? He like how we zone out. You know what I mean? And we got a good vibe going, so, you know, we always rocking out and doing J's together. But as far as in, like, new collabs, I mean, sometimes, you know, you got a lot of people that got their own egos, and it's kind of hard to collab with people, you know? They got their own type of following, and, you know, they do things a certain way, and then once they see you got a certain kind of buzz, it's somewhat of a conflict of interest at times, you know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, we real humble dudes, and we'll more or less do songs with anybody if they sound somewhat decent, you know what I mean? If it can benefit us and it can benefit them, we down to rock, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we definitely don't discriminate when it comes to collab, you know what I mean? We all for it.
Okay. That's a good thing, because that's what you need, too. That's what gets you those supporters, and that's what gets your fan base going bigger anyway. Now, when it comes to Adele, are you looking for something independent or something major? It really doesn't matter.
It is so confused. At this point, I mean, whoever is throwing out the best offer as far as in label-wise, that'd be dope. But, like, if, you know, independent is not a bad way to go, too. I know it's a lot of these established artists is doing the independent thing, whether if it's for more money and just because maybe the way the label is. You know, I mean, from what I've heard, a lot of these labels tend to make these artists do things that they don't want to do. You know what I mean? And how we do all kinds of different music. You know what I mean? Like, we do a whole bunch of records that are pop, but we got one or two that's along the pop side, but, you know, we tend to stay away from it, but, like, you know, it doesn't really matter to us. Like, I guess whatever would be best for us, you know what I mean? So, you know, we'll talk it through and then figure it out, but from now, it's like whatever, you know what I mean? Yo, stood it?
Yo.
Hello, fellas, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we
hear you now.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, all right. Lost a little connection there. Lost a little connection there. It happened once in a blue. That ain't a regular thing, though. But, now, Concept, is it a meaning behind your name? Or is it just, you know, what's the meaning behind Concept?
Well, like we explained, this is how we're going to be speaking. Like we said before, every song we do is basically a concept, you know, or it has some type of theme based around it. I mean, the singles that you hear right now, like he said before, those are just our regular singles, but even then, they have some type of a theme around it, you know, I mean, the songs that are on our website and the songs that we plan on releasing in the future, all of them have some type of story that goes along with it, you know what I mean? It's like, we don't really just put out random songs that just have crazy nonsense bars and just like regular catchy hooks that have to do nothing with the verses, you know what I mean? It's like, we try something different every single time, and the stories that go along with them are just, you know, pretty unique. I mean, every line we usually say for our conceptual songs are pretty visual, you know, they're really vivid and detailed, so it's like you can picture the video as you're listening to the actual record, you know what I mean?
Okay. I want to get into one more of y'all singles, Like You Ain't No. Tell us about that.
Well, this is Short Fuse. I guess this was kind of like up in the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I told you before, my brother usually writes most of the hooks. I mostly find most of the beats, and this one kind of had me a little baffled because it was so different, and it was nothing like he normally do. So when I played it for him, you know, he thought it was dope off rip. And, you know, I just left it with him for an hour or two, and he already had a hook concept for it, and, you know, we just made it happen, you know what I mean? So it just works out that way.
All right, so you know what? We're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Concept, Like You Ain't Know. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio. Love
it. It's fire, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hey! Hey, pop that!
Yeah!
flying in my jet, crossing huge bodies of water. Ali moshing, recording singles, we smoked at least a quarter. And we keep rolling, cause it's all gone, counting paper, laughing at the haters. Tired of flipping through money, so I give a long yawn. I'm so fresh, so clean, look at the chain, I never brag about it that much. Pathetic humans in my way, get hit with a Mack truck, saying concepts ain't nice, get your facts up, We always putting out hits like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
Your girl got that good good, she might as well show it.
Might as well show it.
I'm saying, we only doing shows if they paying. Grab me a microphone and I'm slaying. Spitting that fire heat, I'm portraying, yeah. Pull up to the spot looking hotter than the Phoenix sun. You feeling dumb, I brush you off, celebration, I need some rum. You could never beat the gang. Always sitting hot, and we dressing sharper than some fangs.
Yes, sir,
always
yes,
flipping pots, you can catch the homies in the range. Always getting guap, touring, writing song, it's not a thing. Dang,
we piling up all this cash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
He's Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We piling up all this cash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Yo, I get you, Robert, I'm afraid of heights. Fucking look like I'm Clark Kent, not State Ben off that OG. We all smoke a lot, I mean OD. OD with that OE. And we about to get live to do it this back when, but back, niggas couldn't hang even if they tried. Now I've been always about this dough, but this 9 to 5 shit is slow. Made my moves with this rap shit, now money's starting to grow. But even so, I need that jet money, Bill Gates money, margarita sipping poolside, climbing where it's sunny day like brown. Yo, where you been? Haven't seen you in a while. Had to separate myself from these phony niggas, they clown.
My life is good, I've been writing hits. Travel all around, overseas, I'm liking this. Yeah, I'm liking this.
I'm Superman and he's Flash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We always smoking that good like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
Concepts, all the music so explosive. Beats always the coldest, y'all acting like y'all ain't know it.
We piling up all this hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
He's Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We piling up all this cash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
He's Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
Piling up all this hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
He's Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We piling up all this cash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
We probably smoking that hash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
These other rappers is trash like you ain't know it.
Like you ain't know it.
He's Superman and I'm Flash like you ain't know it.
Y'all real versatile with what y'all do. That's definitely one thing about y'all. Y'all definitely versatile with what y'all material. You know, because I've been in the music industry over 20 years, you know, and I deal with a lot of people in the music industry. And y'all style is definitely versatile. And y'all definitely going to take it to another level. We have another caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello,
Hi.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
How are you? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I am liking the music. I must say, I'm definitely a new fan. You're welcome. But the question that I do have is, do you have any music that doesn't have the curse words in it?
Absolutely. We if you check our website, concepts with a Z, music.net,
we actually have a lot of inspirational songs. Like, we have this one song called Bully, which is an anti-bullying song for the bully campaign that gets held in October. We have another song called Life Plan that has no cursing in it as well. It's, you know, another inspirational track about, you know, the differences, you know, between making the right choices in your life and the bad ones, you know what I mean? So, like my brother said before, we do a lot of different types of music. I mean, even the CD that's coming out Sunday, we have another CD called Grown and Sexy. That doesn't have much cursing in it. It's a nice, smooth, mellow track. It's great.
All right. Now, did you do a Christmas CD?
No, we actually
didn't. I'm just curious.
It's funny you mentioned that too, because you know another friend of ours actually said that too. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm assuming because that, you know, our friend of ours know that we can do all different kinds of music. So, you know, she was just kind of curious, like, oh, Christmas stuff. But I mean, we actually do have somewhat of a Christmas song. I mean, but it's not your average Christmas song. It's called Having Fun. And basically, what we like to do having fun on Christmas around that time. So, you know, I mean, we plan on releasing that sometime. We're not quite sure, you know.
Okay. All right. And now, do you consider yourselves, since it's more than one, rappers or MCs?
Personally, we consider ourselves writers. I mean, personally, we feel that anyone can rap. I mean, anyone can just make words rhyme, but not a lot of people can actually put words together really intricately and make them sound really good and tell a really, really good story, you know? I mean,
right.
When we write our verses, we kind of make it like, you know, like we were writing like an essay or a paragraph. It's like we make it really, really nice, so every line we say like co-signs with the line that came before and afterwards, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So we consider ourselves writers. We actually say that in a few of our songs as well, so.
Okay, one more question. Sorry, one
sure.
more. Okay, the last question I have for you is, what age group are you trying to reach? Like, overall, when they hear the name Concept, what's the age group are you targeting for?
Honestly, we are targeting all age groups. I mean, our music can reach out to any type of demographic, you know what I mean? Like, we have songs for people that are young, we have songs that are people that are older, you know what I mean? It's like, there is no set age group, you know what I mean? Like, we can literally do anything, you know what I mean? And our music is so versatile, like you said before, that we don't feel like there is any obstacle when it comes to putting out music for a certain type of age group, you know what I mean? So it's really unlimited. We can do anything for any type of group, age group, you know?
Okay. Gotcha. And what was the website again, your website?
The website is concepts.music.net.
Okay. All right. And you're on, are you on Facebook at all?
Yep. I mean, if you go to our website, it has our Facebook on there, it has our Twitter, it has all the little sublinks on there that you can click on it. It has our YouTube, our SoundCloud, our Reverb Nation, our Instagram, everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely a new fan, and I just want to say congratulations in advance for the new CD that's coming out on Sunday.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Fellas, let me ask y'all something. We're running out of time. Let me ask y'all. When it comes to y'all production, do y'all use just one producer or do y'all use random producers when it comes down to your production? And do you allow producers to send you material to work with?
This is Short Fuse. We use productions from people all over the world, whether it's in the UK, Atlanta,
Romania,
New York, Jersey. It can be anywhere.
California, anywhere.
We tend to not use the same producers on every CD. I mean, we got some that end up, you know, whether it's from Chicago, we wind up, some producers end up being on multiple CDs, but for the most part, it's usually multiple producers. And we don't normally send them any material. We normally just basically pick out what we like and take it from there. The only time we'll probably send any producer anything is we plan on doing something custom.
You know what I mean? And, you know, at this point, we haven't really done anything like that yet, but, you know, we've just been picking what we like at this point.
Wow. Well, fellas, I want to thank y'all for joining me. You know, GQ Power is definitely going to support y'all. They're definitely going in the magazine and the whole nine yards. Because GQ Power also has a magazine. We're going to rotate your songs because we have 9 different episodes. They left with 12 different hosts. So we'll definitely be rotating your song on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. What I want y'all to do for me is give everybody your information one more time. Give them all your info.
All right. Well, like I said before, our website is concepts with a Z, music.net. Our Facebook is facebook.com/DARealConcepts with a Z. And our Twitter is twitter.com/DARealConcepts with a Z.
Now, before y'all go, let me ask y'all, do y'all have any up and coming shows, or what's the next step for concept?
It's a short fuse. Right now, what we're mainly focusing on right now is it's shooting these videos. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have tons of music. We just need to get caught up on these videos. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we're in the studio every weekend. You know what I mean? So it's just like, for us, it's like, you know, we need to get caught up. You know what I mean? So performances, we plan on doing some performances mostly in L.A., you know what I mean, and New York, you know. I mean, if any other places, you know, come up, we'd definitely be there. But for the most part, it's looking like L.A. and New York.
Well, definitely keep us posted so we can definitely mention it. Have the host mention our show and everything. I don't even know where the time went. I'm like, wow. But,
thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all coming up, because I know y'all got things y'all got to do. Y'all doing big things and all that, and I definitely appreciate y'all coming on. And y'all welcome back anytime. If there's ever a problem, I got any exclusives, let me know. We're going to put you on the magazine. We're going to put the CD on, the mix CD, and send it out and all that, and the whole nine.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got some new joints, too. We got a joint with Wiz Khalifa, Pusha T, and Juicy J. So anytime you're ready, man, we got some joints. You know what I'm saying?
When you just all you gotta do is just send it in. Yo, Rich Money, it's just such and such. Boom. All you gotta do is send it in. Rich Money, it's just such and such. Boom. Only you ask no questions. I already know who you are. You know what I mean? I know exactly who you are. So it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Hieroglyphic and short fuse. You can't forget that, because you know a gripper gets short fuse all the time. Hieroglyphic. I'm trying to hit higher levels, you know. So that's how that goes. I really thank y'all. It's definitely an honor having y'all on, fellas.
Nah, man, it was a pleasure. Was ours, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Concept Dons and Divas. Hieroglyphic and short fuse. All right, coming up next, you know how we do it. We're going to do the GQ general question, but we also going to sit back and rotate the artist materials. All the up-and-coming artists, you know how we do. We sit back and rotate their material. If you feel you want to call in and give your comment on the material, you could do that. If you feel you want to join in on a topic for tonight, because the topic tonight is, do you feel a marriage license to have an expiration date on it? What do you think about that? But what I'm going to do is, we're going to sit back, relax, we're going to enjoy the tune, and we're going to mellow out, because after this segment, we have one of the biggest hip-hop promoters in the building coming on, John Cunningham. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
I'm all about the paper, so I forget the haters. I'm looking past you, yeah. Y'all in the traffic lane, I'm on the cash route. And I ain't stopping till the hood see me riding through in a two-seater all black with a missing roof. Yeah, new strategy, let's get it poppin'. Motivated, calculating out a higher profit. Money, you gotta double up, roll it right. Can't be scared to take a chance, homie, live your life. Cause I believe after hell comes paradise. When it comes to catching the money, I'm like Jerry Rice. We only live once, you can't live twice. This not a video game, it's reality, right? That's why I get a chart another day. I'm on the grind, baby, I got moves to make. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I said out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do. That's right, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, hear me. I'm making moves, similar to a chess game. I know the rules, my victory's in direct aim. So come along as I start my book, but stay alert, cause this bitch about to knock you rook. You get it? I don't even walk the same, I got a business type swagger. That swag you can have her. I'm focused on my cheddar, everything else it don't matter. I'm just getting started, welcome to another chapter. Turn the page, what I used to do, it had to go. I'm in my 20s, but I feel like I'm 34. Young scholar, get dollars, don't quit, elevate, stack it, cake, get rich, my motto, I follow, reassure the bank account nice before I pop another bottle, today is in the past, look forward to tomorrow, determined for the riches like I'm trying to win the lotto, I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die, throwing up two fingers every time I ride by, cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I say it out with the old, in with the new, no more waste of time, I got work to do, that's right, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, city to city, state to state, like a coach pilot, trying to earn my wings, I need air mileage, more action, less talk, so I remain silent, in my adolescent days, I was very violent, jealous ones who ain't sure you should fall back, I wish I had a wood, like a lumberjack, and I don't think I'm better, I ain't all that, I just know I'm smarter, than being broke black. Premeditated words like an author, yeah. Upgraded from a street to a monster. Make something out of nothing, no nobody does it harder. G-Ball has no limit, man, I'm trying to go farther. Let's get it, it's my time, I know I'm close.
Right.
All I need is one shot, maybe a double dose. And when it's all said and done, we can have a toast. We'll take the cushion round, hit it and don't
I
show.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I'm making moves.
I say it out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time. I got work to do. That's right. I'm making moves. 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 We got one right here, double dose. DAMG, baby. And I'm the master of ceremony, G-Ball. Co-fam, all day. Making moves, man. One life to live, right? Shout town, baby. New year. Do it right.
It's funny, G-Styles Radio. You know how we do. We ain't gonna do too much talking. We're gonna let the music play. This is the Devil's in Me by the Sleeping Giant. Let's go.
Possessed by the devil, kind of evil. I revel in my own mind, cause most of the time I be chilling with the nine. Know why? This girl ain't shit. And niggas out here sick. Soon as the back is turning, wanna fill you up with clips. So I took a bottle, let the devil take my soul. Now my heart's cold, and Satan's now behold. I burn just like coal when I take a nigga's soul. Code 666, you get lit with shit you won't forget. Why I'm like a grenade when I flip. So you know why I act like this. The devil possessed me, kid. Treated me like his own, gave me another home. I didn't need to call him, he was there every time. And he was using my arm and hand to bust off the knife. The devil's in me, you hear me? Y'all niggas better fear me, cause this'll be the last time I ever see my enemy. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking the soul when I go. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it
go. You coming with me down below, don't you know? I'm taking your soul when I go. Got me feeling like the Exorcist, rolling with the Texan clips. 360 degrees spin with my head and shit. I can't focus, I'm killing niggas like I'm crazy. I'm torturing niggas, busting gas and getting swayed. You can't blame me, it's the devil like prototypes. I'm possessed, no questions asked. I'm getting into the ass quick and I'm doing it fast. Niggas don't know the half. Busting your cells, watching your veins swell. Like your brain swirl in your dome like a cyclone. Screaming and yelling, but it ain't helping. Your ass is being nervous. You can look at your man, but right now he's gonna be selfish. Cause he don't want it, he's running kid. He don't wanna see it, so he's gonna pray. Cause right now he can't believe it. Burning niggas like a souffle with a tray 8. Execution style on your knees yelling no wait. I now lay you down to sleep cause your soul I take. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking your soul when I go. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking your soul when I go. In my format, you fake cats, you move back or get slapped. Don't have me get upset cause when I blaze, niggas stand back. It's okay, it's your way, that nigga's a die, DOA. I make the devil leave hell, son, for me being this way. With horns on my head, turning red, niggas is dead, blood is shed. All in your bed after I carve your head with the steak knife. Digging your heart with a pitch pipe, aight? Fucking with me, y'all niggas don't need your life. So think twice, it ain't sweet. The devil is a crew beast, and guess what? He's in me, your ass is getting dungy. My substance is erupting with evil love, corruption. So niggas start ducking, because I'm bucking like I'm fucking. Welcome to hell, close the eyes, let the sound pound. Look at the darkness of the devil as I take you down. Intimidate, disintegrate, niggas try to imitate. The devil don't need a mate, and his friend is his tray 8. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking your soul when I go. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking your soul when I go. The devil got control of my soul, my heart is cold. So when I roll, I'm like Satan killing foes. Let it go, you coming with me down below. Don't you know, I'm taking your soul when I go.
That's about a speaking giant, devil king. Next, we go to this city's joint by this female, Miss Lulu, or Lulu. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio. Love it, entertainment, fun, baby. It's that fire right here. For her to be a female, she takes you to the next level. Listen to the lyrics.
You don't need to worry about who let the dogs out. Just be clear, I'm the bitch you need to worry about. I'm rabies with it, sick all day with it. Russian roulette and I dare you to play with it. She a shooter, all get moving, off it, open all these movements on my driller. Make my juicy jewelry icier and cooler. You think it's sweeter, comedic, I make them honeymooners. Her bars is malignant, giving them brain tumors. Yeah, it's reckless in this succession, it's best to carry armor. But when it comes to this reppin', man, I ain't got a problem. Alone on this mountain, and I don't need no company. In the Olympics, I run my own company. Been about my business up, I live it every minute. If you ain't fearing the goddess, I can send you to the spirit. These rappers ain't original, they borrowing and mimic. Shitting on these disbelievers, keep it funkier than shitting.
Guys losing the room, here to break all the rules. Shaking and moving, doing what we doing, they be screaming. Lulu, you know it's problems when they hope. Turn the fears and the smoke in the air. Who that there? They be screaming. Lulu, Lulu, Lulu. If you a stable lady, do it big and crazy, then you say it. Lulu, 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 Lulu. Get your money with no maybes, do it, baby. They be saying Lulu.
You have a dirty mouth, fresher than spirit. Leaving them bloody, and I ain't on my period. Times has changed, I go hard on my penmanship. Got niggas hating harder than the bitches is. Fuck it, I love it, I let them weep on my onions. Talking shit on the way, so they can smell when I'm coming. They envious and mad, so that means I got one in. Got goonies in the back, so we best not have a run in. Plus it ain't about nothing, I just focus on my wealth. Feel like we shouldn't do it, cause they can't do it they self. And it's alright, you ain't even gotta like me. You should be mad that your chick ain't nothing like me. Sexy and gorgeous, form that's always on my jaw. Super witty, these other bitches be dumb as doorknobs. Kick the door, we on it, now I'm here to take charge.
break all the rules. Shaking and moving, doing what we doing. They be screaming, Lulu. You know it's problems when they hope. Turn the fears and the smoke in the air. Who that there? They be screaming, Lulu, 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 Lulu. If you a table lady, do it big and crazy. Then you say it, Lulu, 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 Lulu. Get your money with no babies, do it, baby. They be saying, Lulu.
Like I said, the topic is y'all want to talk about. The topic is, do you feel a marriage license should have an expiration date on it? If you want to talk about the topic, just press 1. If you want to sit back and enjoy the tunes, do that. This next one we're going to get into is called Beautiful by 11-year-old Tay-Tay. They told me I could call her Tay-Tay. She's 11 years old, and this track is called So Beautiful. Love entertainment. It's butter, baby. But this girl is 11 years old. She's 11 years old. Check it out. First time playing food, $50 for the bottom. Maverick Boulevard in Queens. So if you got time, head out there. They're doing a big thing tonight. It's also going down at the Gasolina with my man Black Silk celebrating birthdays. 2525 Boston Road. GQ Palace. Like Amora. Let's go.
I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, and I don't even know your name.
got swagger, you gotta get game. Yeah, you know, that's what you say. That's what you say, yeah. Let me join into you. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, move. That got me going insane. So come on, baby, let's leave the place. Don't anxious, I don't wanna wait. Don't wanna wait.
Boy, you got me hypnotized.
Drawn into you. Boy, I wanna leave with you. Do things I never do.
Boy, you got me fired up.
If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me.
Mm-hmm.
Two Pallet Sunday, Crossroad Temple. His son had passed away, and, you know, we here for you, Squid. His son, you know, was fighting cancer. He passed away 8 years old. I want Squid to know another family still here for him, and this next joint is going out to him. This is by Terry Smalls, God So Love, here on GQ Palace Radio. Love it. Love it. Temple, we're going to get into my man Mike J. GMS here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment. Let's go.
It's your boy Mike J. The R&B standard. Get up for the club. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Get money, ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your heart's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really go get it. Cold, Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottle. Popping bottles and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottles and we shut shit down. We getting money, pop the bottles and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down.
Right,
getting money, popping
right
bottles, and we shut shit down.
We gonna get into this new joint by my man Tim Dog. I'm sure y'all heard of my man Tim Dog. He was on last a couple of weeks ago with his joint called The Shake. He performed it at the Body. This is his new joint, Money Mix by Tim Dog, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Let's go.
Where are my jewels and life freaking on the floor? Can't a young man make money anymore? When you hunger, you feel pain. Tim Dog is the name, a.k.a. caught me lame.
why don't you grab a fucking whore?
Please,
buy her
please.
A drink, maybe your ass will fucking score.
Maybe,
mean mugging me, y'all niggas really start to bore. Haters are sick, I think you need a fucking cure.
Yep.
Came here for
yep.
beef, why don't you make a detour?
Later.
I'm trying to get
later.
Money one day, world tour.
Lame.
We're
that is
I come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy, the spark of creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on the way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law fit.
So improve God, it says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is a law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, so what it do, baby.
Hey, I come in the divine name, Lord Jamal Allah. I represent the sun, moon, and stars. The customary greeting when they meet the God. And your arm's too short, you can't defeat the God. You eat the five percenters, y'all the God pretenders. For a show we arrive wherever they send us. The best part of the earth's all I care about. The worst part, give a fuck about your whereabouts. Heavy the sound when I air them out. And if the ground shakes, it's cause I make earthquakes. Rain, hail, snow, son of man, take credit. Polarity shift, understand magnetic. See this lift mathematics, fucking with the gods is giving you a breathing apparatus. And I don't mean to be dramatic, electrical static, cause we can have it through the AVX.
So improve God, it says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, yo, what it do, baby.
Yeah, the Dot X, the self-savior. Only showing righteous behavior.
Peace to the God.
Okay. The trick's interpretation caused problems in the nation. But I taught, told, and proved. Now my nation's on the move. If my knowledge don't build, it will be destroyed. Every point on my flag is a lesson. If you don't live out the greed, you just messing. If it can't be reformed, then you will be stormed. God deal with understanding. Create my own universe. You have to rehearse. Scared to say you God? Worried about being seen as odd? The half-men laugh when they spread the trick knowledge. The preacher went to college and learned it to commit. He don't deal with equality, with him I can't build. I will cut off his head with his poisonous shield. My culture is my life, that's what I'm here for. Allah manifest that in 1964. Meet me at the power hour, cause Sim Jamal and me, we gon' build on the day and have some good God dreams.
So improve God, he says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God. So improve God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, so what it do, baby.
Right now, right here is for Change of Pages by Positive K, an exclusive. Check it out.
Come on. Painted faces, sunburned skin. Mixed expression, my
right when he said the worst thing in the world is when a hood chick get fed up. Back in the days, if you went to a crib and she lived in Brownsville, then you just might get set up. I don't need no supermodel chicks, and everybody felt it when Tupac told all my ghetto ladies keep their head up. Love a ghetto superstar, don't care, son. Two kids, mad bills, but keeps the nails in the handle. She got it together, that's right, regardless, whatever, she stay tight, she hold it down for her and hers, and show her babies nothing but love. That's a day, not one forever. She dances a little when the rent's late, romances a little, cause a man, he's upstate. She work the job, take care of her kids, and go to school part-time.
Situations that he's in, because he loves men. Who are we to label that as sin?
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up is the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering why she really is. She's standing in my room. No, she's not, cause she's gone, 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 gone.
Mom and dad had a little baby girl, but the daddy wanna be in a little baby's world. So she grew up confused, thinking to herself, why daddy ain't wear them shoes to put on his feet to walk her to school. The other kids' fathers did it, that was cool. She cried so much tears she could have made a pool. She felt this pain all through grade school. Father's Day came, she wrote, I hate you. When that karma come, Jesus can't save you. Her conscience saying, your dad probably hates you. Show love to his son so he looks like an angel. On Facebooks and pics, it's all smiles. When she said on the other side, it's all frowns. Now her little heart damaged, thinking to herself, will he care if I vanish? Mommy, why my daddy don't love me? Then her conscience say, probably think you ugly. Big day for her graduation. She texts him, are you coming? Please don't have me waiting. Don't have me waiting. Don't have me waiting.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up is the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering why she.
Right, Don, today we're talking to Chuck Double exclusive. This is called Thank You by Amar Khalil from Tony. Be advised, we also have my man, one of the biggest promoters in hip-hop in the building, John Cunningham, coming up on the next segment. So stay right there.
Love.
After this last exclusive I'm about to throw for y'all, called New Greeks by Concept, featuring Rick Ross and Gucci Mane. Excuse me. We got one of the biggest hip-hop promoters in the building, John Cunningham. So stay tuned. Don't move. It's about to go down. Hard body karate. Explicit content.
You niggas ass backwards out here, niggas.
I know how Rick Ross is anyway.
Your wedding shouldn't cost more than your funeral, nigga.
Maybach music.
Yeah. Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog, bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off. Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog. Bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off.
I got my eyes on this money. My lungs is filled with that kush. Always been beating the system. Getting my dough off the books. Pull up in something real nice. This shawty's giving me looks. Don't take my kindness for weakness. Been known to hang with them crooks. Living my spare time. I'm with the cloud boys. Grown enough, we getting high, boy. I'm talking blue dream and that AK. But some bad bitches that go both ways. Now I'll be right beside them. Trying to get up inside of me. And all the stakes is that good, good. And that need to solve my problems. Been a lot of places. Flying comfy and cooling. Champagne in my hand. You niggas broke, who you fooling? We them new greats taking over riders with the ill flow. Stacking all this paper. You can tell by how the bills grow.
Brick in my jeans. 2 bricks for the ring. 3 bricks for the beam or 4 ounce promethazine.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm a dog.
Gucci.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
Squad.
All you hear is when that chopper going off.
Back to the old Gucci. Beat it like you stole some. I'm on the stove top. Whipping up a whole song. Still got my old gun and honey's from my old line. I'm kicking dope in the morning in my long johns. Big booty bitch, I buy that bitch. Big body Bentley, I had to get. Right wrist cost me 20 bricks. My left wrist on some stupid shit. Your boyfriend on that groupie shit. Gucci man on some Frank Lucas shit. I made 1 brick, turn to 2 bricks, cause I'm all remixing, bring lunatics. They got bricks, we'll take those shits. How many licks did your click hit? Barbershop bricks, I shade them bricks. All the clean bricks, I say them shits. 10-17, we stamp them bricks. Import bricks and export bricks. Y'all don't know the half of it. We want a whole lot half of it.
Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring. 3 bricks for the beam or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog. Bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off.
I said it's concept, hieroglyphic, short fuse. We ain't moving weight, doing shows from state to state. Where you wanna go, just name the place. Got some loud, we about to face. Yeah, we cruising. Drop top force 911. All white like I'm up in heaven. These bars I'm about to leaven. If I had crazy guap, you got it, y'all mind seven. Straight flexing, no stressing. Doing this music shit is a blessing. I reckon I go overseas and get a bad bitch that's French, no dressing. That's right, kicking and relaxing. Any other nigga in my way, I'm passing. Metaphor, simile, you dudes are slacking. Now I'm in the acid, middle finger, I'm laughing. Too nice with the lyrics, slow with them. Right, I ain't finished, hanging in the UK with my suitcase, smile Colgate. I ain't talking about the toothpaste, you niggas is loose weight. Let's talk about booth rates, we paying at 25, you coughing up Bruce Gates. Talking with your boys, you know it's some new grace. Always eating other raps, no need to use plates, let's go.
Brick in my jeans, 2 bricks for the ring, 3 bricks for the beam, or 4 ounce promethazine. Bitch, I'm a dog. Bitch, I'm a boss. All you hear is when that chopper going off.
Payback music.
All right, sons and people, welcome to the palace. Like I said, we have one of the biggest hip-hop promoters in the building right now. We have my man, John Cunningham. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, thank you.
Hey, John, what's going on?
What's going on, Richard?
I really have to thank you for joining us this evening. I know you were busy, man. You got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, basically.
So,
but it's all good. I like to...
Go ahead. John.
No, I was just saying I was thanking you. It's no problem. It's a pleasure being on here, but go ahead.
All right. So let the listeners know who John Cunningham is. The promoter.
Well,
no, you got a lot of stuff going on. Let them know.
Okay. Well, you want to go through the whole unabridged from the beginning or up to now? Or?
Yeah, you know, let them know what it is. You know, John, you're dealing with Groundbreakers. Am I right?
Okay. We'll keep it on Groundbreakers. All right. Well, basically, 3 years ago, I've always wanted to be in the industry, and when I was going through college and all that stuff, I was on the radio and all that wonderful stuff, and I had a whole series of events of things that were happening that derailed me, let's say, from achieving all, you know, the goals that I was trying to achieve. So basically, about 3 years ago, I met this young lady by the name of Sage Ra. Well, she was Bridgette Alston at the time. Now she's Sage Ra. And we started doing our thing. We had a spot in Brooklyn called the Brooklyn Nights. And I was basically just working the door and all that stuff. And then about a year later, I hooked up with Little Rodney C from the Funky 4+1. I text him. Hopefully he's listening in right now hearing this. But if not, whatever. I hooked up with Little Rodney C from the Funky 4. And we started doing this event in the Poconos, which we're still doing, by the way. And, you know, from there we just do, right now, like our latest thing we're doing, we do a showcase on Sundays in the Bronx and on Dawson and Prospect every other Sunday. And we just did a thing the other night. In fact, we had Mr. Cheeks come down and do a fashion show with us at this place on Reed Street, downtown Manhattan, on Wednesday. So basically that's it. I mean, I've also, along the way, I've did a lot of other things with a lot of other people. I've done, you know, promoted a party with Ralph McDaniels and Chug Chew Out and Little Nat and all these different people. And I'm managing this one kid named Darius Ruiz, who, I took him down to see Wise McGriff and he tried to sign him. And like you said, a million things going on, you know what I'm saying? You know, just like a lot of different things at once, but it's all good stuff, you know.
Now, as far as you being in the music industry, you know, because a lot of people do know the music industry is just shite. You know, we're going to keep it ground. I've been in the music industry over 20 years. You got good people,
okay.
You got bad people. No matter where you go, the music industry, you
right.
got, like you said, you got people that's going to stab you in the back, people that's going to smile, some people you can't
exactly.
trust, some people you want to trust who can't. You want, how do you
right.
deal with that, being in a position that you're in?
Well, how do I deal with that is basically, I like to go, see, for me, without going into my whole, you know, life story, you know, I basically try to use a different approach than the average. Like, a lot of the music industry has always been about a lot of ego and stuff. Like, you know, I did, like, 2 hit records, and I'm, like, the king of, you know, I'm not trying to, like, you know, put anyone, you know, like Kendrick Lamar was talking about, I'm the king of New York, which I'm not, you know, downing him for saying that. You know, I'm not, you know, blowing him up and other.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of the music industry has always been based around, like, you know, a lot of ego and stuff. And for me, I try to stay, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, talking about, you know, bragging a little bit about your achievements if you've done a lot of good things. But I try to keep it more on a humble tip and, you know, try to do it like that. And I try basically to, you know, I basically, you know, like when I started out doing this, when I met a lot of people, I was like the groupie, you know, like, you know how the groupie is in the beginning if you're sitting in a room with Funkmaster Flex or, you know, Red Alert, they're like, wow, this Flex, you know, stuff like that. And now it's like, you know, after a while, you know, you begin to realize that, you know, that performers and producers and whatever else, we're all just people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, people, like you said about good people and bad people, you're going to get that on the subway, you're going to get that at McDonald's, you're going to get that at the bus stop, you're going to get it at church, wherever you go, you're going to always have, you know, good and bad in everybody. So, you know, basically, whenever the time comes where I start to get a little disillusioned about, like, you know, business going on, I just try to keep a strong faith and just keep it moving. That's basically it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that, what you're saying about that. Now, what's the best thing and what's the worst thing about being a promoter?
The best thing about being a promoter? I get about 27 female numbers a night. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, that's a little joke. No, but I wish that was true. But the best thing about being a promoter is, you know, just, you know, I just love the whole damn thing. Like, I love being in the events. I love dealing with a lot of people. And, you know, and it wasn't always like that for me. I never used to be one that used to like to deal with, like, a whole mass amount of people. But now I enjoy being, you know, I enjoy when people, you know, when people recognize you and, you know, and they say, you know, you're doing a good job and all that stuff, it's always a good feeling, you know, and that's, you know, that's a rewarding, helping people out and just being a part of the whole thing. The worst part of it, I guess, is for the business aspect is, like, I guess when you're doing an event and, you know, the numbers don't turn up, you know, whatever event you're doing, when you don't have the turnout, obviously, that you really want to have. But, you know, but that's with anybody. You know, that happens to anybody. You could be anybody and have that, you know, have that happen. So that's something, like, you just got to, you know, you got to, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes sometimes, you know.
Okay. Now, like you said, you met up with Rodney C from the Funky Funk Plus one more. Because, you know, we had Shy Rock and all of them on as well. How?
Shy Rock, right.
Yeah, you know. How do you come to the point of trusting people when you have those tickets and giving them to them to sell those tickets for you? You understand? Because now you're putting your money and your trust in them. You know, have it ever
right.
Came to a point where somebody didn't have that money and didn't have that tickets and didn't have those tickets and that money? How did you deal with a situation like that?
Well, basically, we try to put some of the best people around us. You know, it isn't like we're going on the A train and picking out the guy begging for quarters to sell. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. But, you know, basically we have a solid group of people that we've had around us that have had for a long time now. So basically it ain't like we're dealing with, you know, it's basically like, you know, kind of like a family kind of environment, you know, so it isn't something where, you know, like we're bringing in people from Ohio that we never seen before and, you know, stuff like that, you know. So basically it hasn't really been a major problem as far as, like, the trust issue or anything like that, you know.
So,
you know, I hope I explained that the right way, but okay.
I understand. I'm pretty sure people understand what you're saying. Matter of fact, we have a caller
right.
on the line. We're going to bring them on and see what they have to say. Hello, caller,
okay.
Are you there?
Hello,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right.
That's good. So my question for you is, with the artist, what do you do for the artist? Like, do you have different packages that you offer them? What do you do for them, or do you just pretty much bring them on and interview them?
Well, I, like I said, I manage somebody right now. I'm managing this kid. His name is, he's a 17-year-old kid named Darius Ruiz. I manage him and a couple other people. So I'm basically, you know, do what any other manager would do, you know. Try to sign them to a label, you know, take care of the business that needs to be at hand and all that stuff. But as far as the events, like, basically, for the artists, we basically just bring people in. We do showcases and all that stuff. So, you know, bring them down, rehearse, you know, and all that stuff. And then they, you know, they do the whole profit-sharing thing. And they have a chance to make some extra money while they're performing, you know. And, you know, basically we have a lot of our stuff is based out of Manhattan, uptown, and all that stuff. And there's various different, I take on various different roles. Like, you know, as a promoter, I do one thing, you know, basically the basic stuff, you know.
Right.
So,
and,
I mean,
and,
I don't know.
And
yeah,
with,
I'm
with,
sorry, yeah.
with the artists that like you that you manage, I've been like running into different problems where, you know, like I'll meet different people and they'll say, okay, well, hey, you know, do you know a manager? But they're out of state, you know. Do you manage artists from out of state? Do you think that, you know, there's a that's possible, you know? Do you think
I've done it and you wanna know something? For a couple of people, it's sometimes difficult, but it all goes down to the commitment level of the person. The way I say it's just like being in a long-term relationship. Let's put it like that, right? If you have someone, I'm being serious.
Okay.
It sounds funny, I know, but it's like if you're in New York and I'm in Chicago. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general now, right?
Right.
This is not Rich's dating service, so I'm not, you know. So you know, this is. But if you're in New York and I'm in Chicago, right? A relationship, a long-term relationship could work out based upon the two people's commitment. So if you have someone's commitment, they're both on the same level, then it's going to work out. And if you have somebody that's like, you know, doing half measures, then it doesn't matter if you're in the Bronx and they're in Brooklyn, it's all going to be the same result, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
So I find like most of the people that I've done it with, this guy I have now is very committed. Very committed. He's more on top. He's on the internet, this guy, and he knows more stuff about more of these A&R, every A&R there is out there than they probably know about themselves. I mean, he's on top of everything. But then I've had other people that were the type that, you know, you get them 10 showcases and they don't want to show up any of them, you know, and of course, you know, that didn't work out. You understand?
Right. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And who are you, by the way? You never said who you were there.
I'm sorry, this is Kim.
Kim, okay, Kim, okay.
Yes, this is Kim. Yes. Okay, so I'm definitely listening.
Okay, I answered you right. I mean, I'm not the know-it-all of the industry, so I might not answer it in the, you know, the way, you know, but I try to answer, you know, whatever, you know, the best of my ability, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, okay. Well, you answered it right. I was just curious, you know, because being on Facebook, you get to meet a lot of different people, and some people, you know, they ask different questions, you know, of who do you know? Do you know people that you can, you know, connect them with? And, you know, I don't know anyone that I can connect anyone with, so that's why I was just, you know, asking, because I'm listening, you know, to the show, and I heard that, you do work with artists, so I was just curious to see. You know,
well, you can hit me on Facebook too. I'm the John Cunningham. I'm a promoter at Hip Hop. This is not like no free endorsement, but you can hit me on there too if you want to. You know, if you have people or whatever, John Cunningham, and it'd be under, you know, on Facebook it says promoter of Hip Hop, which they changed the thing some, you know, something else on there, promoter for Groundbreakers, but some they switched it for some reason. So I'm on there, you know, on Facebook, so you can see me on there.
Is there any type of artist, though, that you're willing to work with, or you're open for everyone?
I'm like a car dealer that we're working in. I'll sell Toyotas. Relax. It doesn't matter to me. I'm down for just about anything. And I'm a good comedian, too, right? See? We got open mic on here tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. And
have a blessed night, Kim.
With John Cunningham.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Okay.
All right, John, we have another caller for you. It's Gina Moore. Hello, okay. Caller. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, hello.
Hi,
how are you?
How are you? I'm doing good, thanks. Did this interfere with your, like, far as your family or anything like this, you becoming a promoter?
Does it? Oh, wow. Ooh, we're taking it to another level now. okay. Does it interfere? Okay, I think you're going to ask me, like, how many kids I have and do I'm paying for my child support on time. No, actually no. Because, see, like I was just telling Rich before, like, this whole thing was not even in my plan at one time, right? So this is almost like, you know, like Drake says, like, about starting from the bottom, now we're here.
Right.
this is like something that has been a lifelong aspiration of mine. So my family is loving this. I mean, you know, they there's something that at one point in my life I didn't think was going to happen. So it's all been a blessing. So they're loving it, basically.
Have you worked?
I can't say much more than that about that. You know, that's basically that basically covers it. You know.
Right. Have you worked with any big artists like Teddy Riley or any of those, or you just deal with up and coming artists?
I'm working right now. Eddie Riley?
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
I don't know if I'm familiar. Oh, okay.
You know the group from Guy. You know the group Guy, Teddy Riley.
I got you.
Maybe I'm going too far. Maybe I'm too old and talking about older people.
No, come on now. Stop all that. I ain't 25 myself now. Come on.
Okay.
No. Basically, the main person that I work with is Little Rodney C from the Funky Four, but I work with a whole bunch of people, you know.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you I'm the booking agent for Nicki Minaj or you know,
right,
all that.
Right.
I am trying to hook up right now with Honey Bee Magazine, Little Kim's people, but, you know, I'm waiting that, you know, I sent an article to them and all that stuff. But I've been around a lot of old school people, but I've also been around a few new school people, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a few names, and I can't.
Is this like a career thing that you're going to do, or?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, from what I've heard, it sounds real good. And
thank you.
I just want to tell you, keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But always remember to keep God first.
Of course. All the time.
You know, because that's our strength. And that's the only way we can make it do what it do.
Right, that's right. Exactly. I hear that.
All right, John. Good talking to you.
Take care. Have a good and have a blessed night.
You as well.
Have a good holiday and all that too.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Okay.
Now, John, let me ask you. Like you said, you deal with a lot of pioneers, and you also deal with some new artists. How do you feel about, as you being in the music industry, the music that's out now compared to the music that was out back then?
I knew that question was coming. Listen, there's a lot of people that say that, you know, the old school is this and the new school is that, and the new school doesn't appreciate the old school and whatever, all that wonderful stuff. But, you know, it's all part of hip-hop. It's all music, right? It's all hip-hop. And it's changed. It's like if you go down to 42nd Street, 8th Avenue, right? I'm like full of analogies. But if you go down to 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, it's not the same as it was in 1985. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the world as a whole changes, and so does music. You know, so basically I take it, I'm not thrilled with a lot of the new rap, I guess you would call it, you know, rap today, but a lot of it is I've learned to, you know, to listen to it and to, you know, associate with different people that I wasn't really associating with in the beginning. It just, you know, I just as time went along, you know, I gravitated, you know, I'm trying to think of the word now. I kind of, you know, mixed it in at the old school, you know, with the new school and all that. And I wasn't like, you know, I really don't, you know, down either one, really. I mean, obviously, I don't down, you know, the old school, you know, but I don't down new school, and I don't really like to get into the whole, you know, comparison and all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
You know?
Now, let me ask you. You got a lot of promoters, and, you know, like promoters,
right,
they have a lot of females coming at them. Do you feel being a promoter is for somebody that's in a relationship?
Wow, Rich, oh, you're killing me with these questions. I might have to call 1-800-GLAWYER and call you back. No. Oh boy, well, is this some personal experience you're asking me? No, I'm only kidding. I'm joking. No, but really, no, I would say, do you? For me, I don't have no problem with it, but you know, whatever. You just, I'm staying. I'm pleading the fifth, I think, on that question. for me, it's not a problem, but you know, whatever. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, because you got some promoters, you know, you got the females that come after the guy promoters, and you know, you got the guys that come after female promoters. I'm not saying some of them
right.
just probably just doing it to get into the events for free or whatever the case is. You understand?
Right.
But now,
right.
On your behalf, you got the family, you're managing artists, you're doing promotional
uh-huh.
events. How do you balance everything
uh-huh.
out?
It's tough, but, you know, I basically have to do it because, you know, my life is, you know, beyond the industry. You know, the industry is a big part of my life, but it isn't my whole life. You know, I have other obligations that I have to do that, you know, there's stuff that I have to do to keep me, you know, to keep my centered. So I don't, you know, you know, and it's a whole complicated, and I really want to go into another area with that, but I really don't want to, you know, go into that over the air. But you know, basically, I come from, you know, I had a very rough life before, like 10 years ago, right? And I was delivered from that life, right? So basically, I have, you know, to be centered, so I don't fall back. I think you might know where I'm going with that. So, you know, I'm you know, I'm a recovering person. I'll say that. I'll just come out right straight out and say that, you know, from, you know. So basically, I have to always stay on top of that so I don't fall back into my old ways, and that would prevent me from doing what I'm doing today. You know, you understand what I'm saying? That's why I always talk about the humility piece and the God piece, because I came from a place that this wasn't going to be possible, like, years ago. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I always have to stay on top of my own personal well-being, first and foremost, before I worry about, you know, business and this thing and this event and that event. And it all, you know, it all bounces out. You know, it all works itself out, you know, by just keep doing what I'm doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
it just happens. It all falls into place.
Okay. So now you do promotional parties, like you said, with Rodney C. But have there
right.
been any other promoters that you feel like, okay, you want to do something with, or do you feel like you're just sticking with the person you're dealing with and leave
okay,
it like
no,
that?
No, basically, I'm down with anybody, you know, all you basically have to do, you know, I mean, you know, as long as it ain't like about 50 people at one time, but, you know, I'm only one person, but, I mean, basically a person, all they would have to do is ring my phone. And if I'm available, you know, I'm like, you know, not to, like, I'm not trying to make a joke, but I'm basically, you know, like the cashier in McDonald's. You come and place your order, and I'm ready to, you know, to give you your food, you know.
As long
as I'm available, you know, I'm down with anything. If I'm trying to think of an example. If Usher called me tomorrow and said, let's promote a party on Broadway, I would say, fine. You know, Neo, Rick Ross, or whoever, you know, whoever it would be, you know, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
really matter.
Now, let me ask you, how do you deal, as you being a promoter,
right.
you have the people that probably try to downfall your event, you understand? Because there's a lot of competition.
Try to do what? Down what?
Down,
I didn't hear that.
Downfall the event you have in. You know, try to downfall it, so people don't go to that event. You know, I'll be bothered.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a lot of jealousy.
Okay, I got you.
It's a lot of jealousy dealing with promotional events.
Right.
How do you deal with a person like that?
I don't. I won't deal with people like that at all. I don't.
Because
as simple as that, I won't.
Okay. Huh? Yeah, I understand, you know, you're saying you won't, but let's say you have this person that's telling people about your event not to go when you find out about it. Is that
wow,
something you get some problem with? Do you understand what I'm saying now? Is that something?
Right,
speaking
right,
in general.
I understand.
Just speaking
actually,
in general.
Believe
not,
it or not, listen, Rich, believe it or not, maybe a few years down the road or whatever, or maybe next week down the road, I've never really experienced it to an extreme like that where someone has said, you know, has gone out and said, like, suppose they called you and say, hey, Rich, you know, that JC is having an event over there in the Bronx. I heard that his events ain't nothing. I was going to say, I don't want to curse or anything on here. But, you know, they ain't nothing. I never really experienced to a really drastic extreme like that where that's happened before. So I don't know. I couldn't really tell you the answer to that. But that's a tough one. I really wouldn't appreciate that, but I don't think I would, like, you know, like, run out in the street and beat them up or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know. You know, basically that, what you're saying, that basically almost falls under the category of defamation of character. If you're bad mouthing someone's livelihood,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, people get sued for that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about all that, but okay.
Exactly. Okay. Now, let's say you're a promoter having an event. Well, you are a promoter. Let's say you're having an event and you pay for it and your DJ is coming. But then that event get canceled, and your DJ still come. Do you still pay that DJ, or do they? Or they don't get paid, even though they brought all their equipment or whatever.
I basically have been underneath a lot of people. I haven't really done that. Like, the person that I mentioned, runs most of the events, so I can't really. But basically, the DJs, I've usually been around for whoever I've been around. Have been with people that were really connected, like, with the inside. Like, you know, if I had an event with you, was your personal DJ, whether it been your cousin or, you know, someone that you work with for 100 years or, you know, something like that. So basically, I haven't really been in a lot of situations where we had people come in that hired DJs from, like, Toledo. You know, I'm just using that as an example. You know, so basically, there hasn't been really too much of a problem with that either. You know, because basically, we've had people from within. You understand what I'm saying? So you know, when you have it like that, most of the time, it makes it a lot easier. Not all the time, but most of the time, it's a lot easier than when you're dealing with people that just, you know, coming through, you know, from wherever they come through, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what would you tell a person, let's say if I wanted to come to you and I'm a person trying to become a promoter, what advice could you give me to help me out to become a successful promoter as yourself?
Do it. Just have determination, and you have to be. You can never give up. You can't be the kind of person that, you know, that if you're having an event, you're saying you're planning an event for February, right? Now between now and February, you have 8,000 people calling you up, lighting up your phone. Yeah, I'm down with this, and I want to help out with this, and I want to come down and all this stuff. February comes down, you get down to the event that night. You have like 6 people that show up. Now, you can't be one of those people that say, you know, they're ready to throw your whole determination and just throw it all out the window. You know what I mean? It's almost like a telemarketing. Like, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of telemarketing jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And they would tell you, like, you know, no matter what, get the person to buy. You know, tell them anything, you know, whatever. Just call up, you know, and all that stuff. So, basically, you have to just keep it moving and just keep doing what you're doing and don't want anything to, you know, don't let anything get in your way of, like, achieving what you want to achieve. Because if you're very frustrated very easily, and you're the kind of person that if you have someone that's promising you're going to come down, and then at the last minute they tell you, oh, you know, my uncle just came into town and I can't make it to the event Thursday. There's people that, you know, want to walk away and quit, and they get discouraged very easily. You can't be like that. You always have to keep your focus and all that, you know what I'm saying? I've had that happen to me. I've had times during the time where people have said at the last minute, like, you know, and I've gotten discouraged because I'm a human being, you know, and I've said to myself,
exactly.
You know, I've wanted to say, well, maybe I should go get a job in Kmart or something, But I keep, you know, I always remember, I try to keep the focus on the positive stuff that's happened to me. And I just try to, and I say to myself, this is what I want to do, and this is what I intend to do, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But it ain't easy. I mean, I'm not trying to say that it's easy. It ain't easy sometimes, but, you know.
That was one of my next questions. What's the hardest things about being a promoter?
Didn't we answer that question already? the hardest thing about being a promoter.
You have to realize I'm winging this now.
I won't call anybody. Don't worry.
Like You know, I don't know about
Alicia Keys. Your secret is safe with me. But anyway, no, the hardest song.
But let me ask you, if you had to choose, go ahead, because you were going to say something, John, go ahead.
No, the hardest part about being, I would say the hardest thing about being was the thing that you brought up to me that about two questions ago. What would you do if someone was like hating on you and saying, trying to persuade people not to come down? That's a hard situation to deal with, but I would say that's really showing the real ugly side of the industry right there. But anyway, what was the next question? Was
you know what, John? I asked you what's the best thing and what's the worst thing. I didn't ask you what was the hardest thing. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, I got
but,
you.
But, you know, it's all fun. It's all love, entertainment. But if you
had to choose between
managing your artist and being a promoter, which one would it be and why? Only one. If you had to choose between one. No, if you had to choose between one.
Wow.
The artist being a manager for artists, a promoter, which one would it be and why?
I don't think I can make that choice. Because I really like to do both, actually. You know, so I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could say that I would prefer to do one. I enjoy being. I don't think I would choose in that. I don't think that would be a choice. You know, I mean, I don't know if I had to make a choice. I wouldn't have to make that choice unless someone was holding a gun to my head or something. I mean, basically, I this is the music industry, and we how it goes. You know how it is.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have another caller for you, John. We're gonna bring
okay.
another one.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yes. How are you? Dear?
Yeah.
John Cunningham, he's one of the biggest hip-hop promoters. You don't think he is, but he's one of the biggest hip-hop promoters in the industry.
Uh-huh.
That's what I say he is.
Okay.
I agree with
that's what it is. I was just calling to give a shout-out. This is Ann from the Diva Squad, Wednesday night, the GQ Palace Radio. Al,
what's up, Reggie?
Okay. Doing good. Nothing much. I just chimed in and doing the mommy thing, so... I'm calling in a little late right now, but, you know, just call, give a little shout-out, a little support and everything.
What was that again? G-Divas? Oh, you're on Wednesday night?
Yes, I'm one of those from Wednesday night.
Okay.
One of the Diva Squad for GQ Palace Radio.
Okay.
GQ Palace has 9 different episodes, 12 different hosts.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. So catch us on Wednesday night, John. You know what I'm saying? We have good conversation going on over there.
Okay. I will.
Wednesdays at 7.
Wednesdays at
7. She's just doing a shameless plug. That's what she just did. No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
So, but she's actually the host for on Wednesday night. She's with the Diva Squad from 7 to 9. You know, they discuss grown and sexy topics. And they play the hottest slow jams in R&B. And
wow,
way
okay.
Absolutely. But I do have one question, though. As a promoter,
yes,
and a manager, what wouldn't you do in the industry? Has anybody ever asked you anything that you wouldn't do?
Has anybody ever asked me that I wouldn't do in the industry?
I'm sorry?
No. What was the question again?
What wouldn't you do as a promoter? You know, a lot of people come out with crazy demands and different things like that as a promoter and stuff like that. What wouldn't you do?
Wow.
That's
a good question. I don't think I would kill anybody, literally, but really, seriously, though. That's a tough one to answer. I don't think there's anything that's ever come about yet that I haven't done that I wouldn't do.
Okay.
I'm not Bill Gates. So if you ask me to invest like $100,000, I don't think I could do that. Okay. But other than that, no, seriously, other than that, I haven't seen, no, I don't think there's anything that I haven't done that people have asked me to do, really.
Right. That's fair. But, you know, the reason I ask, you know, a lot of times we sit and watch, like, the Love of Hip Hop and different stuff like that, and how they
right.
make business and pleasure all in the same, like being involved with one of your artists or something like that.
Yeah, see, now we're taking it back to the dating game again. I got you. Okay. Somebody asked that question. I was at an event, and there was a guy, I'm not going to mention names, obviously, but there was a guy that had mentioned that one time about, like, is it a good idea, like, to be engaged with someone in the industry? Like, if I was, like, you know, Mr. Cheeks, let's just say, and I'm proposing to Lil' Kim, you know, like, give me the example. I personally don't think that's a great idea, to tell you the truth, because it's just like when you go into a church. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you wouldn't want to sometimes get involved with someone in your clergy or, you know, in your ministry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not really a good idea, and personally, I haven't done it.
Now, right.
can I say that I would never do it and would ever be in that situation? I might be, but I don't know.
Right.
You know, as,
I just think there's a level of separation, too.
Exactly, right.
I agree totally. You know,
Can you use off-color language on the show or no? Or is it all right to use a profanity on here without extreme profanity?
No, you can.
Because I was going to use an analogy, but I don't want to say it if I can't say it.
No, you know, but tonight is like tonight must have been a special night for me because I've been playing underground all night tonight. And the profanity, which I don't usually do profanity, but, you know, as guests, you know, sometimes they might say it is what it is, you know. If it gets too ratchet, then I'll probably be like, whoa.
No, I basically was going to say, like, the old saying, you don't shit where you eat.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Absolutely.
Not a problem. Everybody should know that.
A dog that can't speak English knows that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, that's a given right there. You really don't.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You don't crap
that's
where you
right.
eat.
That's right.
So,
I don't speak for anyone else. I'm just speaking for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's all you can do. You really can't talk for nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
if Lil' Kim is out there listening right now, I wouldn't mind getting with her now. I mean, that would be a good
one. Listen, that's all good. You're not her manager. That's all good.
Right.
You're not her manager. Listen.
Okay.
Y'all not Mr. Business and Pleasure.
That's right. I hear you.
All right. So, but again, big up to you, John, and your endeavors and everything. Like I said, if you get a chance, catch us on Wednesday night.
Okay,
7 p.m.
I got you.
Wow.
All
okay.
right. Shout out Rich Lavina. Shout out to all my people at GQ Palace.
Okay.
All right. Angie. That's Angie from the Diva Squad on Wednesday, 7 to 9. Hello, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure we're still there. Yeah, so the promoting business, which one would you say is like more, how could I say, is like actually doing the biggest events right now? Would you say it's the promotion? Because you got promoters that's also doing comedy as well now.
Right, I know, right, exactly.
Is that something that you'd be looking to get into, or do you feel like, you know, being a promoter for comedy is not something that you would actually get into?
I've already been a part of that. In fact, we did it. We did an event over the summertime in the Varick Center, right?
Oh.
Where we had Smokey down there. You know, Smokey is funny as hell. And, Smokey and Kenny Wu and we're getting ready to do a comedy show in the Poconos. So, you know.
Oh.
So we were doing the poker, you know, with that, with Steve Harvey, his brother, Sean Harvey, whatever, and all that stuff. So
yeah,
no, comedy, comedy has always been something. Actually, I never even mentioned that earlier, but when I was like about maybe 21, 22, I did my little audition at a comedy club, but I never followed through with it, but I've always liked that too, you know, and comedy is always good, you know.
Yes, it is. Now, right, as far as you could remember, what's the best event you ever had?
The best event that I personally have done or I've ever been at?
Yes. Have I done? No. The best event you ever done as a promoter.
Oh, the best event that I've ever done. Oh, wow. There's been a whole bunch of them. I think, like I said, the Poconos has always been good with me. The Poconos, all the events we've done in the Poconos have always been good. What else? I was doing this event, I was doing an after work at one time last spring with Chuck Chillout, Ralph McDaniels, and Lil Nat over in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And even though it wasn't around all the time, it was good. It was good while it was going on. What else? I could talk for about 2 hours about that. There's been a lot of them. There's been other things too that haven't always, you know, that didn't really work out, but that goes along with the territory. But exactly. I'm trying to think of a couple other examples. The events I used to do with the young lady I was telling you about before, Sage Ra, we did like we were doing the Brooklyn Nights when I first, in the very beginning. That was very enjoyable because it was like, you know, it was all a new experience to me. So, you know, we used to have, even though it was like, you know, a little small place, it was always enjoyable, and it was always I always look forward to going in there. So that was good for me too, you know.
Okay.
So that's basically it with that.
Now,
you know,
if you could change anything in your life that led you to being the big promoter that you is now, would you change anything? And if so, why? What would it be?
Absolutely not. I think everything that ever happened to me in the life of my life since the day my mother, you know, gave birth to me, is it happened for a reason, you know, and I wouldn't change none of it. Like, you know, you ever hear, like, you know, these stories about guys, like, you know, you see it, like, I can't even think of examples, but, you know, they've been through a life of, like, a horror show, you know what I'm saying? They, 50 years of drinking all night and beating people up in nightclubs and all this stuff, and they ask them the same question, like, would you change your life? If you could go back and change what happened in 1985, would you do it? And a lot of them will tell you, no, you know. And for me, though, I truly, truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. If I had to change anything in my whole life, I would not change a thing. Because everything that happened to me in my life led up to where I'm at today, and I'm really grateful and appreciative of everything that happens to me in my life today. And I'm dead serious about that, you know.
Mm. Now, I see you had an award in your hand. Is it an award for an event?
Oh, wait a minute. Are we Facebook stalking again, Rich? I knew that was you on my profile like that. I knew it was you. Actually, no, that award was with, I was doing with that same woman. We had a magazine called Fame Deshae, and I was the COO, not the CEO, but the COO of that magazine, and that's what that award was. We had an event where we had the Persuasions and all that, and we were honoring the legends of, like, you know, more R&B legends, like, you know, back in the 60s, you know, like the, you know, mm-hmm, the Delphonics, you know, that era and stuff. And that award was basically for that, you know. It wasn't no Grammy award or anything major like that. But yeah, that's what that was.
Award is an award for being the person you are, and that's helping people out, and, you know, just being your whole persona as a good person that you are. That's how I see
thank
awards.
You, thank you.
Know,
I appreciate that.
Regardless of what award is, it's an award. You know, that's how I see it. Let's talk about the Groundbreakers.
Okay.
How did you get involved with the Groundbreakers?
And how did I get involved with the Groundbreakers?
That's you. Somebody else brought you in with the Groundbreakers.
Okay. You're going to laugh at this. This is a good story here. How I got involved with the Groundbreakers was 2 years ago. I think it was a little over here, the summer of 2011. I was on my way one night to a boat ride, right? And a girl named Pam was running this boat ride. It was like a old school boat ride, Chisky Valley, Spoonie G, the whole nine, right? What happened was that night, it poured. It was a storm similar to almost like the snow that they're calling for tomorrow, only it was raining. It was raining real bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
They canceled the boat ride, right? About a few months later, I was trying to be a customer for this Poconos event, right? Okay.
Okay.
And what happened was I called the same person, and when I called them up, they presented me with an opportunity to, you know, to help, you know, be a part of the event, right? Okay. Next thing you know, I was hearing from Rodney, and I hooked up with Rodney, and the rest is history. It was just weird how it happened like that. But that was how, basically, a rained out boat ride was the start for me with that. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, when everything was meant to fall into peace, to end up where it was. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically how this person hooked me up with him, and I've been doing it with him ever since. A couple of years now.
Wow.
Now, yeah, that's the same thing I was basically saying back then. It was, you know, it was a miracle. You know, it was a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Now, let me ask you, you're doing promotional events, parties, you're traveling, and you got your artists. What's the next step?
Wow. That's a good question. to tell you the truth, the next step is whatever comes up. You know, like I don't know how to really put it into words, but basically there is no limits with this with me. Like, you know, if I'm prepared to, like, you know, I don't want to sound like a cliche about the guy, you know, that says, well, I'm going straight to the top of the mountain and I ain't stopping, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, it ain't really, I do this for the love of this, of the love of the whole music thing, you know. I mean, of course, if I ever, you know, was walking around with a $10 million paycheck in my hand, I wouldn't be mad, obviously, right? But, but whatever this leads to, I mean, anywhere from, you know, if I was the A&R of Def Jam Records next month, I would be happy with that, you know, or whatever it leads to, I'm the sky's the limit. That's basically what I'm trying to say. You know, it's whatever it is. The next step is, I don't try to plan the next step. I just let it happen, you know?
Just go along with it. Just flow along with it.
Right. Keep it, go with the flow and keep it moving. That's all. Right.
Wow. Well, John, I want to thank you for joining us. What I want
no
you
problem.
To do is, because my lines are still flooded, I want you to give everybody your information. Let them know if you got any events coming up. Let them know your Facebook,
okay.
Your Twitter. Let them know everything. Do your shout-outs. Just go on with the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I like to shout out, obviously, I like to shout out, of course, Rodney. I don't know if who's listening, who's not listening, but like Rodney C. and all those people I mentioned. And I like to also shout out a good friend of mine who I was just speaking to on the phone before I came on here, a friend Sandy from Queens, who has been with me through this whole thing and beyond, you know, for years. And, you know, and all the people that have supported me and everything that I've done, I love all you all, you know, everybody, you know. And like I said, on Facebook, I'm John Cunningham. I'm on Twitter. My email is jcinthebk@gmail.com. And we're having the next event, God willing, unless we get like 10 feet of snow tomorrow, is we're having Sunday at 658 A Dawson Street. In the Bronx at the RM Lounge, 4 to 8 on Sunday. And you could hit me on Facebook and on the email. I'm hesitant about giving out my. I was going to give my phone number out on here, but I don't know if I want to give that out over the. You know, but you know, if you hit me on there, I'll inbox you my number or whatever. You know how it is. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's on Sunday, 4 to 8, RM Lounge, Dawson and Prospect. Come through. That's all I can say. All right. And by the way, Rich, I had meant to come. I wanted to come. Let me know what you got coming up, too, because I had wanted to come to your thing that time. And, you know, I told you the situation with that. But, you know, if you got anything coming up in January, let me know, you know.
I sure will. Definitely have you on the guest list. No problem.
Thank you, man.
John, I want to tell you it's definitely an honor.
Thank you.
I'm definitely going to hit you up on Facebook, give you my number so we can keep in touch. You know.
Okay.
Definitely make things happen.
Okay.
And you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. You know, we're going to put you in the GQ Topics magazine because we also have a magazine.
Okay.
We're definitely going to put you in that. And you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Okay. Thank you, man.
All right.
Thanks for having
me on
here. All right.
I appreciate you joining us. All right.
No problem.
John Cunningham, Don's Indeed. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank the hosts. I want to thank the callers, the listeners, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace Radio has 9 different episodes a week, 12 different hosts. On Sunday, you have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Miss Lavina for Life, bringing you the most powerful ministers, elders, pastors, evangelists, playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible, and feel free to call in and give in your testimony as well. That's Lavina for Life, 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday. Then, from 9 to 10 on Sunday, we have Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter from Crossroad Temple. He interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel acts that's out right now. All right? That's 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday, 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple. Miss Lavina for Life. Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter, excuse me. Then on Mondays, you have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, with the mayor and other hosts that feel free if they want to come along and host the show, not a problem, where they will be playing the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneer music never heard before, exclusive tracks from GQ Palace Radio. That's 8 to 9 on Mondays with the mayor, and then 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Deanne Lane, bringing you the most, oh man, I can't even explain her show, because it's just so extraordinary with her show, but she's bringing you any and all topics dealing with love, life, and loyalty. That's Miss Deanne Lane, 9 to 11 on Mondays. Then on Tuesdays, you're back with the mayor, GPS, GQ College Sports, bringing you the bigger picture in sports. Doing it how he's saying, hard body karate, 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. So make sure when you call in for that sports, make sure you know what you're talking about, because he's definitely taking it to the next level. Then on Wednesday, 7 to 9, DQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Andy T and Rachel, discussing a grown and sexy topic and playing the old and new hip-hop, old school, and R&B, doing it and taking it to another level. Then right after them on Wednesdays, from 9 to 10, you have Fallout Comedy with my man Rakim Chicky Dick Singleton, bringing you the funniest jokes live on the radio. That's Wednesday, 7 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy with Rakim Chicky Dick Singleton. Then on Thursdays, you have KL and Tiffany Belvin bringing you the truth to the matter, feedback on reality and relationship from 8 to 10 on Thursday. So make sure you tune in for that. Then on Fridays, you're right back here with your host, Rich Money, on Love Entertainment. I also want to give another moment of silence to Scribby for the loss of his son. I want you to know we're here for you, Scribby, and we're going to just take a moment of silence one more time before we end the show. All right, that's a rest in peace for little Giovanni. You know, he lost the fight, but we know He's still here in spirit. Once again, I am your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. Don't forget, it's going down at the Gasolina tonight, 2525 Boston Road, with my man Black Silk doing the birthday party. And then you got the 13 Squad Music Group. 6-year anniversary Black Attack at Lenora's Fine Dining, 126-19 Merrick Boulevard in Queens. Also, don't forget my man Swagger is doing his thing December 28th. We're going to inform y'all about that, keep y'all informed about that. GQ Palace is involved with that. We're taking this whole thing to another level. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I am your host for tonight, Rich Money, and this is GQ Palace. We out. Later.
Like it when I drop it real low.